Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Paul continues, he says, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory." Listen, God's word about Jesus and Jesus' own word about himself is trustworthy. And if we speak his words, we too can be trusted. We had looked yesterday at how Paul was having to defend himself because people were wondering if when he said yes, if he really meant it, or if he said no, if it really was the case, because he had made plans to see them and then the plans changed. And when he didn't show up, they didn't think he was trustworthy. And Paul brings out now that when we speak the words of Jesus, when we say what God has said, we can be trustworthy because God's word is trustworthy. In John chapter 8, listen to John 8, verses 12 through 18. Listen to what Jesus says about himself. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You're bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, "Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I'm going, but you do not know where I come from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I'm the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." Jesus said, "Look, my testimony is true because first off, I'm God and everything I say is true and I know everything. Secondly, I'm not speaking on my own behalf. The Father who sent me is the one who's actually speaking and speaking his words through me. So there's two witnesses, myself and my Father." Now, as you know, there are many other witnesses as well. The law and the prophets, there are a whole lot of witnesses and evidence that what Jesus said was true. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, listen to what Paul said there. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 1 through 5. He says, "And when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Paul said, "Look, when I came, I only wanted to share with you what God said about Jesus and the scriptures. I shared with you the scriptures about Jesus and him crucified and him being God and him rising from the dead and him being the propitiation for our sins and him being the fulfillment of the sacrifices, him being the one that all of scripture is pointing to. That's all I did. I didn't try to impress you with creative stories or man's wisdom. I didn't want you to look at it this way. I shared with you the word of God. Why? So that you would rest in the power of God's word alone." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I love how he also said at the beginning of this chapter, "Having this ministry," chapter 4, verse 1, "by the mercy of God, we don't lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone in everyone's conscience in the sight of God." And that's why he goes on and says, "But we don't preach ourselves. We're preaching to you, Jesus." We don't try to add anything. We don't try to make it relevant. We believe it's powerful by itself. And we lay ourselves before you to say, check our hearts, check our lives, examine us to see if what we have said was true and what we have lived lined up with it. Folks, that's a powerful statement. We all know how to talk a good game in the Christian life, but if you were to tell someone, "Look, examine my life," would they be able to say that what they see behind the scenes matches up with what you say on the stage, if you will? Let your yes be yes and your no be no, and may your words be what God's word has said. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.